radio's greatest hits
of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. It's all right here on aircheck.com.
64. And in viewing Christmas Atlanta and some of the decorations you should be viewing out at Lenox Square, something that Paul and I have noticed many times, the reindeer, 8 reindeer and Santa Claus's sleigh all taking off on the top of Lenox Square, and the reindeer going up and down separately. It's a very beautiful display. I think you'd like it. Stop by and see it, okay? 26 degrees at 7 minutes past 1 o'clock with the Tigers Twins at Audio 79 between now and 6.
WQXI.
Indeed. Sam Hill at 6 o'clock with the Encore 64 contest at 8 o'clock this morning. And here's Gene Pitney on the Tiger Top 20. It's 2-19 this week. I'm gonna be strong.
I can see.
Oh, I'll break down and run.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna be strong. 9 minutes past 1 o'clock now, 9 past 1 and 26 degrees cool outside, 28 degrees at our Northside studios. A lot of basketball games played in the Atlanta area in high school, some of them. Murphy lost to Northside, boys games only now. Northside 65, Murphy 52, College Park put away Headland 78-68, it was Russell 78, Douglas County 34, Washington put away Archer 68-41, it was Fayetteville over Roswell 70-43, and Marist put away Gainesville 66-61, North Clayton 59, Campbell-Fairburn 57, Henry County over Hapeville 68-60, and North Cobb put away North Springs 54-41. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning our way. While you're going away, always drive with care.
Here at Christmas with the Beatles is Paul, who travels to London next week to bring you this special show exclusively for WQXI.
Many less fortunate children here in Atlanta will wake up Christmas morning, and to them it will be just another day. No toys, no Christmas tree, nothing. Yet this can be changed if you really care. Listen to Open Line here on WQXI at 11 o'clock Monday night for a special program on how you can make Christmas a happy day for the less fortunate children of Atlanta. Remember, 11 o'clock Monday night.
For WQXI's Open Line. Let's keep some of the Atlanta children from having another lonely day on Christmas. I wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
It's Christmas Day.
It's Brenda Lee from Audio 79 WQXI. Christmas will be just another lonely day. Not for you. Not if you're listening to Quixie all day. You'll hear a special Christmas gift for you and your family. As you hear a factual recreation of the first day that changed the course of the entire world on nearly 2,000 years ago, the first Christmas day, and you'll hear it as it actually happened then. On Christmas Day, all day on WQXI.
But look, I've got other things to worry about. The population explosion, smog control.
Water pollution is a big problem, too.
How so?
It threatens our growth. It closes beaches, ruins fishing.
It does?
Certainly. Our population is growing, but our water use is growing 3 times faster. Unless we do something about water pollution, soon there won't be enough clean water to go around.
Gosh, I'm putting water pollution at the top of my worry list.
Well, don't just worry about it. Do something about it. Write to Clean Water, Washington, D.C. A message from the Public Health Service, U.S. Department of Health, Education, and Welfare.
At 13 and a half minutes past 1 o'clock, we're the Tiger Twins, Tom and Paul Collins, and we've gotten lots of calls for this record tonight. I like it. The new one from Sam Cooke, it's Shady.
Here it first.
Shake, yeah, it's a brand new instant hit on Audio 79 from Sam Cooke, a Quixie exclusive. You're gonna shake and shake and shake and until you're all shook out.
What they'll be doing actually tonight, Tom, is shivering, huh?
Undoubtedly.
The live in the weekend. Weather may support Quixieland.
Yeah, as cold as gonna be. Fair and cold tonight, a low of 14 degrees. The lowest so far this year. Fair continued cold Saturday and Saturday night. Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer. High Saturday, 38. Low Saturday night, 18 degrees. And high Sunday, 45 degrees.
Currently in Atlanta, barometer 30.61. Winds are northwest at 7 miles an hour. A little stronger than 7 here at Quixie Studios. And when it's this cold and this windy, boy, you know it's cold, huh? Humidity 62%, Atlanta temperature 26 degrees on the south side, 28 degrees here at Quixie Studios. And there's the word for you at 18 minutes past 1 o'clock.
It's Lucky Matchbook
time on Quick Save.
Are you ready? Well, for $79, return this matchbook with this number on the inside of it. Matchbook cover 119720D. That's 119720D. Now, that is the number on the inside of your lucky Quick Save matchbook, and if you haven't won in this contest before, bring up by our studios the 24 hours and win $79. I like it. I like this very much. The Righteous Brothers, You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
You never close your eyes.
The Righteous Brothers, You've Lost That Love and Feeling. But you got that hit sound, I do believe, huh? 26 degrees in Atlanta on a very cold Saturday morning, Friday night, Tom and Paul Collins Show.
Wonderful! WQXI!
Is that all you have to say? Huh? Well, you like it?
Groovy!
Hey, have a groovy Christmas with the Beatles as Paul Drew travels to London next week to bring you their special show exclusively for WQXI. 22 minutes past 1 o'clock. It's 22 past 1 on your Tom and Paul Collins Show. Very cold outside. Plug in your electric blanket, huh?
Hi, all. Patrick Aloysius Hughes. Hey, how would you like to win the complete top 5 at 5 and $7.90 in Quixie cash? Well, you can. Oh. Send your name, address, telephone number, and school if you attend a school to top 5 at 5, WQXI, Atlanta 5. Hmm. Be listening to my show each and every afternoon from 3 to 7 on Quixie and Dixie. Maybe you'll be our lucky winner.
Here's our lucky winner for this week. It's 2-1 for the second week in a row. Come see about me, the Supreme. Come see about me. It's 3 in a row, heading for the number one slot for the Supremes, and it's in there for 2 weeks in a row on Audio 79. Come see about us. If you're a career veteran, well, nobody's going to come see about you. It's time for you to go see about yourself. The GI Bill education and training ends on January 31st, 1965. Now, keep this deadline in mind if you're taking training part-time, says the VA. Get out underneath that Christmas tree.
Yeah, it's 26.
Christmas made up. Uh-huh. All kinds of presents for girls and boys.
All kinds of drinks.
Everybody, this is Paul, and I'd just like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year. We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you, really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them. We're in number 2 studio at the moment at EMI, taking this little message for you.
We are, indeed.
I just thought I'd make it. This is the same studio we've used all along. Since the old days of Love Me Do. Many years ago, it seems.
Oh, those are the days.
Well, that's about all, I think. Sir, to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year. Now I'll pass you over to John.
John?
John speaking. Thanks all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. And there's another one out pretty soon, it says here. Hope you buy that too. It'll be the usual rubbish, but it won't cost much. You see? That's the bargain we're going to strike up. I write them in my spare time, it says here. It's been a busy year.
Did you write this yourself?
No. It's somebody's bad handwriter. It's been a busy year, Beetle Peedles. One way and another, but it's been a great year. You fans have seen to that. Page 2. Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas. And a Merry Goo Year. Karimba, maybe. And I hand you to George. We'll speak to you. Now!
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Hi there.
I'd like to thank all of you for going to see the film. Spect a lot of you saw it more than once.
I did.
Did you? So did I. Thanks anyway, because it makes us very pleased, you know. We had a quiet time making it. Actually, we didn't. We had a great time making it. And we're glad it turned out okay. The next one should be completely different. We start shooting it in February. This time, it's going to be in colour. It'll be a big laugh, we hope. Well, big laugh. Yeah,
Bean,
it'll be a big laugh.
You and Megan?
And we may see all of you soon.
Hope so. Anyway, all the best in Happy New Year and a Happy Christmas. And here's Ringo.
Thanks, Joe. Ringo, yeah? Well, the others have thanked you for the disc and John's book and for everything. Oh, no, for enjoying the film. I'd like to thank you just for being fans. It's been a funny year, you know. 1 minute we're in England, next we're away. Expect you're wondering where we've been.
So
well, Beatle people, we've been to Australia and America and New Zealand and Australia.
And New Zealand.
Is that New Zealand? So much travelling, but you've stayed loyal, haven't you? Anyway, those airport receptions knocked us out, man, great.
Dig.
Well, that's about it from me. I'd just like to say all the best for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Can you watch a bottle of cheddar?
Negro Martin Luther King returns back to Atlanta from a trip to Europe to receive the Nobel Prize. Says President Johnson he responds favorably to his suggestion that Negroes be given positions of leadership in the war on poverty. Arctic air moves into Georgia, plunging temperatures on wintertime lows of below freezing in most parts of the state. A young Atlanta woman, Mary Ann Kinsey, is killed and four others injured in a two-car wreck near Roy Cross on yesterday. Quick sea weather for Metro Atlanta, fair and cold tonight. Fair and continued cold Saturday and Saturday night. Sunday, partly cloudy and warm. Low tonight, 14. It's currently 26 degrees.
WQXI.
Zombies and she's not there. 2 and 6. I started to say 2 and 8 because that's what it was, but it's up to 2 and 6 on our Tiger Top 20. 26 degrees in Atlanta. 26 minutes before 2 o'clock. How's that for a couple of minutes? Atlanta area high school basketball last night. Fulton girls over Dykes girls, 62-61. East Atlanta girls put away Thurl, 45-33. It was North Fulton boys, 64. O'Keefe boys, 42. Lakeshore down Walter George last night, 76-54. Here's Andy Williams in 2-17. Dear Heart. With 2 and 17, Dear Heart. 26 degrees in Atlanta, kind of chilly this morning. It's 23 minutes before 2 o'clock. 23 before 2 on a Saturday morning. Time for a safety reminder. Never leave the children alone in the house. Stop fires, save lives.
La, 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 la. Station at all hearts.
At the airport now, 26 degrees, 28 at our Quixie Northside studios. We're with the Tiger Twins with another matchbook cover number next hour for $79. Hey, don't forget, we even call $79 lucky matchbooks during open line with Tim Miles Comer.
Have you seen the big WQXI Quixie Merry Christmas outdoor billboard signs in metropolitan Atlanta? As the signs say, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us at WQXI. There are 30 such signs all over Metro Atlanta. Can you find them all? To the first three people submitting the most complete list of their locations, WQXI will award each $25 Quixie cash. Deadline is midnight, December the 27th. One entry per person, please. Address to Signs, WQXI, Atlanta 5.
21 minutes before 2 o'clock, and with all the happiness of the season, here's Ray Stevens. Very happy. Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere!
Uh-huh, Santa Claus is watching you. It's Ray Stevens on Audio 79, and a sound of the Quixie Christmas season. It's also Solid Gold that was out last year. It's a very, very popular record for the past 2 years, and probably for the next five. Santa Claus is watching Ray Stevens. Indeed, and we are watching you tonight right here from Audio 79. 19 minutes till 2 o'clock. It's 19 till 2. We had a winner last night in our WQXI Mystery Fan Contest. She was Elizabeth Copeland and was identified by Connie Mitchell of Avondale. Connie is the winner of $7.90 in Quixie Cash.
Little
G-T-O. Hi, this is Quixie's Paul Drew, and here they are.
I want to kill it, kill it.
1964's biggest hit, all passing in review.
We'll sing in the sunshine. We'll laugh every day.
Hear this year's best featured every night during December. On the Paul Drew Show.
On W.
Indeed, 26 very cool degrees at the airport. Time to plug in your electric blankets, girls.
You're nobody till somebody loves you.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. Dean Martin on Audio 79 and the Tom and Paul Collins Show today at 16 minutes before 2 o'clock, 16 before 2. Got a problem? Huh? It's 16 minutes before 2 o'clock, and that's time for a happy holiday reminder. Keep your Christmas tree in water and use only flame-proof decorations. Stop fires.
Live, live, living in the weekend. Weathermation for Quixieland.
Oh, for a very cold weekend, at least a very cold Friday night, Saturday morning. Fair and cold tonight, a low of 14 degrees. That ought to set some kind of record, huh? Fair, continued cold Saturday and Saturday night. Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer. Low tonight again, 14. High Saturday, 38. Not very warm degrees. Low Saturday night, 18. And high Sunday, 45 degrees. Radar is now all clear. Barometer at 30.61 inches. Unsteady. Winds are north at 7 miles an hour. Humidity, 62%. At the airport, 26 degrees. At our Northside studios, 29 degrees. Very wintry out there. It's Django Django. Bert Kampfer from the orchestra. Da-da-da-da-da. Django Django. It's Bert Camford in the orchestra wishing you a merry holiday from your Tom and Paul Collins Show on Audio 79 WQXI in Atlanta. Always under the mistletoe. Yeah, it's kissable and lovable. And that's Quixie on your Tom and Paul Collins Show.
Be a better tiger.
Indeed. Atlanta area high school ball games, basketball games, boys scores only. Fulton put away Dyke 62-61, close game. East Atlanta over Thero 45-33. I'm sorry, they didn't play boys games. I think they're just girls games. I'm not sure. Here we go. More boys games, 64-42. North Fulton over O'Keefe with Lakeshore 76. Walter George 54. GMA put away Sylvan 56-53. Avondale over Campbell of Smyrna 64-54. Stuart Hills put away Briarcliff 48-46. Cross Keys over Southwest DeKalb 47 or 49. I think it's 49-44. It was Bass over St. Pius. I'm sorry, St. Pius over Bass, 67-54. Washington put away Archer, 68-41. 78 over 34. Russell over Douglas County. College Park, 78. 68 for Headland. And Northside put away Murphy, 65-52. On the Tiger Twin Show with the Tiger Top 20, it's 2 and 3. Joanne and Troy, I found the love. Oh, what a love.
I found a love. And oh, what a love. She was so wonderful. But I can't stop crying.
It breaks my heart to say that, darling, you're not mine.
What am I gonna do?
What am I gonna do? I found a love. Oh, what a love. It's Joanne and Troy, 2 of 300. Sing along, Tiger Top 20 from Audio 79. All right, now we'll just cry instead of sing, okay?
For the capital of the South, here's the Quixie Town Crier with the latest news.
The December meeting of the Terry Millay Elementary School PTA will be held Monday evening, December 23rd, 7:30 in the school cafeteria. Students of all grades will be participating in a musical portrait of Christmas. And the Lakeside High School Music Department will present a Christmas concert Monday night, December 21st, 8 o'clock in the Briarcliff High School cafeteria. The concert is open to the public without admission charge. Send your public service announcements 1 week in advance, please, to Town Crier, WQXI, Atlanta 30305.
Thanks for tuning our way while you're going away. Always drive with care and WQXI.
Asking the burning question, is Elvis Presley still the king, huh? Yes or no? Well, your yes or no answer may win you a copy of his brand new album, Roustabout. Full details on Paul Drew's show tonight. The King.
Ask me if I wanted to caress you.
It's 11 on the Tiger Top 20. Elvis Presley, is he the king or isn't he, huh? Ask me.
In time with Paul Collins, you are just enough time to get it in.
Here's another quickie, quick hit, ready to rock it.
That's a quickie, quick hit from Petula Clark, and I want to keep saying Petunia. It's Petula Clark at Audio 79, downtown, and we're the Tiger Twins, downtown. Be back in 5 at 2 from Quixie with a holiday happening. The WQXI News at 1:55, the big story of the hour. Cuban refugee leaders are looking for a nation to set up their government in exile. Details will follow. Washington, a replacement for the Panama Canal is in the works. President Johnson says the United States and other nations are going ahead with plans for a new sea-level waterway. If not in Panama, then possibly in Colombia or Nicaragua. The president has proposed an entirely new treaty with the Panama to replace the 1903 pact. Atlanta tourists are complaining that swindles are going on again at gambling tables in Georgia. Public Safety Director Lowell Cotter says his department has received two such complaints. Houston, with the condition of the Duke of Windsor, a report from WQXI's Richard Powtoon.
The grateful lady for whom King Edward VIII deserted his English crown said today that she and her husband, the 70-year-old Duke of Windsor, are overwhelmed and gratified at the tremendous amount of sympathy cards they have received from well-wishers the world over. The Duke continues to progress in his recovery from surgery on a distended abdominal artery. Having consumed his first spot of tea since the Wednesday operation yesterday, the Duke got out of bed for the first time today. With the help of a nurse, he moved a short distance from his Methodist hospital bed to a nearby chair. Venturing boldness, the Duke then asked presiding surgeon Dr. Michael DeBakey for a cigarette. But the well-renowned physician demurred, saying the Duke had best wait another day or two before resuming that particular habit. And thus, the Duke's excellent condition classification. Richard Foljam reporting from Houston.
Denver, Colorado, white civil rights worker John Perdue of Denver says he'll marry a Negro girl and return to live in Georgia. Perdue is once accused of fomenting insurrection in Georgia during racial troubles in America. He says he'll marry 19-year-old Amanda Bowen in Denver next week. The couple plan to return to Georgia to continue work with the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. Washington, the winner of the 1964 Nobel Peace Prize, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., has urged President Johnson to give Negroes a voice in the leadership of the administration's war on poverty. Palm Desert, California, former President Eisenhower told newsmen upon his arrival at his winter home at Palm Desert that the most important thing for Republicans to do is to get together and win the 1966 election. The big story of the hour and Atlanta's weather follow this message.
Cancer has special significance to Georgia business and industry. The second leading cause of death, it costs our national economy 50,000 man years of productivity each year and takes $200 million from the sales and service income of the American people. I am Ben Gilmer, president of Southern Bell Telephone and Telegraph Company and honorary state chairman for the American Cancer Society's employee education program. The health of our employees at Southern Bell is a matter of deep concern to us, and we have arranged with the Cancer Society for life-saving programs of cancer education, not only because of their economic value in experienced and productive employees lost to cancer, but because it gives us the satisfaction of knowing we have done what we can to help conquer cancer. Cancer can be cured. Contact your local ACS unit for information about a cancer education program for your employees.
WQXI's big story of the hour, Dateline Washington. Cuban refugee leaders are looking for a nation in which to set up a government in exile. The United States does not want to be the base of operations. Exile leaders who met in Washington Friday hinted they might try to establish themselves in Brazil. They feel a government in exile is the only way to achieve the unity needed to overthrow the Castro regime. Quixie weather for Atlanta, fair, cold tonight. Fair, continued cold Saturday and Saturday night. Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer. Low tonight, 14. High Saturday, 38. Low Saturday night, 18. Currently, 27 degrees. This WQXI News, a service of the American Cancer Society. This is Paul Collins.
Yours for a happy holiday season, the winter wonderland of the South, WQXI Atlanta, Audio 79.
2 o'clock. Ah, more holiday hits with the Tiger Twins. High on a mountain of love, Johnny Now, Johnny Rivers on Audio 79 and 219 on your Tom and Paul count. We're rather high here on Audio 79 and 4 minutes past. Indeed. At the airport now, 27 degrees, it's up a degree. 28 at our Quixie Northside Studios. Here's the jerk, the lark, 6-2-10 today.
Airchecks.com.